Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Now, Genesis 37, 1 to 11, very quickly. Genesis 37, 1 to 11. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was. Wherein his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil reports. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all their brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. Verse 5. And Joseph dreamt a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. The first reason they hated that boy was what? What was the reason? Because he was doing aproko. He always brought the evil report when they would go to town, and the brothers would be chiking girls. He would come and report them. Say, see what Reuben is doing. See this one, see this one. Say, eh, see, that your bottle of wine that you are looking for is this one. So the guy was like a minister of information, or DSS or SSS. So the father needs those information, because the man is always traveling. So when he comes here, is this one? This one called is that one. Okay. So when they discovered that there's an informant, nobody likes informant. Even if you are a holy person, the day you eat by your house, you hear it on social media. Somebody is in this house. So they hated him. The boy was not matured. But it didn't take away the fact that he was gifted. Because sometimes people want to talk you down because they say you are not matured. But it's a face. That one won't change God's mind about you. If God likes you, he likes you. It's what it is. So the first reason they hated that boy was because he was giving information. The second reason they hated him is because he was the son of his old age. It's just like when you have a child, when you are in your 50s, 60s, there's a way you pamper that one. You even make the other ones pay his school fees. Say, you people are grown up. Be taking care of your younger brother. Now, what's the third reason? He dreamt a dream. Okay. When he told his brethren that dream, they hated him what? The more. Now, this is excellent hatred. Anything that encourages a man to give the more, to give the best of himself, must be very powerful. But what triggered that thing was a dream. And he said in verse 6 unto them, and you know the boy is not matured, he's just talking, he believes we are family. But like that musician said, we are not supposed to be enemies. We are supposed to be families, because what you are looking for is also what I'm looking for. So If you don't know the brother I'm talking about, it's okay. It's not in the Bible anyway. He said, he was telling them the dream. He said, behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and stood, and also stood up upright. And behold, your own sheaves stood around about my own. And they were bowing down. They made obeisance. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you is that when you have some of these experiences, those evil guys, they know the meaning. You are the one that needs to pray to know the meaning. Those guys, once they hear it, ah, there's problem here. So they didn't need to pray. Those bad guys, they already know that this is the boy that will bring down the family. Ah, we bow down before you. Something is going on. Next verse. You see, when you read the Bible, don't be in a hurry. Just enjoy the story. And his brethren said to him, are you saying that you shall reign over us? And or indeed you shall have dominion over us? And they hated him. Yet the more. For what? And what? His words. People prefer you can have great dreams, but don't talk about it. They like you like that. Let the dream be in your mind. Don't say it. Because the moment you say it, it's a legal transaction. So, don't talk. You know, people in this family, they don't make it. Stop all this. You will be great. Stop it. You are embarrassing us. We know nobody will be great. Nobody went to school. Nobody. Don't stop saying you will be great. You are making us feel bad. Because we already know there is no how it will happen. Verse 9. And he dreamed yet another dream. Now, look at this. Verse 9. He dreamt yet another dream. He dreamed yet another dream, and he told his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed another one. This time, it was the sun and the moon. And see the way he was describing it. It didn't even occur to him that the people there, they are 11. That the 11, you know, I told you all these evil people, they don't need to go far. Once they hear you once, they know. If you have any stuff inside you, when you talk, they know. They don't need to know your history. They just, 5 minutes, this one is a good material. It's the same thing in interview. You go for an interview, they just see you once, they know. And if you are struggling, under 5 minutes, they know. He said, the 11 stars, they made obeisance. They bowed down to me. Verse 10, quickly. And he told it. You see, innocence can kill you. If you are too innocent, you are naive, they can abort your destiny. It's one thing to be gifted, but to be naive, nobody will forgive you that sin. You don't enter into spiritual warfare naive, like innocently. You must be sure of your armory. You must be sure of your weapons. That if you call the name of Jesus 3 times, it will answer. Not that you want to test. You don't test in the. You check those things before you enter the battle. A lot of people suffer casualty. And the thing began to look like God was wicked because they were testing. No. This man, the father of this boy, was a patriarch. Please, hear what I'm about to say. This guy is coming from a lineage. Abraham, Isaac, and what? Jacob. So he was a third generation carrier of destiny. Third generation. They were looking for the next carrier. Eh? But you see, when God is searching, you won't know. But there will be indicators, things that will show that this one is the chosen one. What was peculiar to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were given to dreams and visions. I don't know if somebody is listening to me now. Go and look at those guys. They were given to what? Dreams and visions. God talks to them through dreams and visions. Out of the children of Jacob, who was the one that was dreaming? talk to me. Who eventually became a prime minister. But even the father, because he likes women, could not discern that the seed that was transferred generationally was already looking for a replacement. And he also misbehaved. He said to the boy, "What is this dream? What is this dream?" I don't know, I'm talking to somebody here. I'm trying to draw your attention to something that can be running in your family. Check your father. Check his life. You will see certain traits that are in that man or that woman that you, without doing anything, you inherited it. Somebody was saying to me last night, one of our leaders here, he said that the father has a son that they didn't see for many years. By the time he saw the son, everything that happened in his life as a young boy, that man growing up, happened in the life of that son, and they didn't meet. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please, is somebody listening to me? Hey, is somebody here? I said they didn't meet, or they didn't live in the same house by reason of occasion and where they were, you know, situated. But by the time they met, many years after, the boy was already an adult. Everything that happened to that man had already replicated in that boy, and they were not together. Check for signs. And you understand, when I entered second service, you understand what I'm saying. This man did not pay attention. Say, "Shall I and my mother and your brethren," he did indeed come to bow down ourselves to the earth. When this guy ran away from his brother, what's his name? Esau. And he got to the land of Luz, where he renamed Bethel. And he used a stone as a pillow. What happened to him there? He had a vision. He had an encounter. He saw the angels of God descending and ascending. And that was where he got the first major encounter of his life. But this man has forgotten. Now, it is not the job of your parents. It is your own job to observe and see that consistent pattern. It could be a good one, it could be bad, so that you know how to prepare yourself. Finally, verse 11. And his brethren what? Envied him. But his father did what? So let's look at this guy. I don't like that dream, but let's look at him. Let's observe. Listen to me. There are at least, not just two, but there are two indices. There are two factors that must play in a man's life if that man will prosper in difficult terrains. Number one is the presence of God in that man's life. The presence of God. What did I call it? The presence of God. I'm talking about the kabod, the glory of God in that man's life. It's very significant. Number two is that man's gift. What's the first one? Come on, talk to me. What's the first one? What is the second one? The gift of God in your life. And that's where I want to focus on this morning. The gift of a man. Now read John 8:27. John chapter 8 and verse 27. Look at what Jesus said. Look at that verse that says, "You shall die in your sins if you do not believe I'm He." Is it verse 27? It's in that, 24. Look at what Jesus said. "I say therefore unto you, that you shall what? You shall die in your sins if you do not believe that I am He." you shall die in your sins. Now, this is accepting the gift that God has made you. It's not pride. Hello? Many people, in the name of trying to look humble, have shortchanged themselves. When God begins to deal with you, He shows you a picture. He shows you a vision. This is where I'm taking you. Then at some point in your walk with God, He begins to bring the vision and the person into one. So you become the vision. You become an embodiment of the vision. When you think of John Maxwell, what do you remember? Leadership. When you think of Yonggi Cho, what do you think? Huh? Church growth, the pastor of the largest church in the world. Huh? When you think of Sinach, what do you think? Huh? Worship. At some point, you will be seeing that thing like this ahead of you. But at some point, you will be described by that gift. The vision and the person becomes one. By the time this young boy started having those dreams, there was nobody to guide him and tell him that when you begin to have an experience on a consistent basis, it may be a pointer that you are gifted in that area. And please note that. When you begin to experience certain things, for instance, there are many worship leaders. But there are some worship leaders, when they sing or they lead us in worship, microphone or no microphone, keyboard or no keyboard, there is always an atmosphere they carry with them. And you can sense it, like it's like they carry electricity with them. They just come everywhere, it's charged. Then you see it on a consistent basis, like every time this person ministers, this is the way the atmosphere is. Now, I have just said something, and some of you missed it. I said, by the time you begin to observe that you are having certain experiences on a consistent basis, not because you are doing anything, it may be the gift calling you to recognize it. You will not know your gift by watching staying on Instagram or TikTok. Do you understand? You cannot know your gift like that, and I'm sorry to say so. Actually, I'm not sorry. If you watch some of these other countries and you see their TikTok, they talk about nature, they talk about science, you watch Nigeria, it's just people to be shaking their bodies. And it shows a lack of depth, weakness in the system, and the evidence that we do not have the capacity for development. Now, you may not like it, but it's what it is. Why will a lady in her right sense take a picture and back the camera? What are you showing? Except that this is how you see yourself. This is the best way you think you can be appreciated. What are you trying to tell us? Don't you know that pictures talk? Pictures communicate. You don't even have a healthy perception of yourself. You are supposed to look at the camera. Why are you backing it? You don't even have a healthy perception. And these are the things that, you know, bothers me. It's your camera, it's your body, it's your phone, but think about it. Are you fit for the throne like this? It's not like if you want to be a commoner, no problem. But I'm just saying, per adventure, there's a gift of God. What are you? Do you think this is how kings are made? You sell your mind, not your body. Let us see what is in that mind. Nobody cares about it. But after two babies, you don't look like that. Or is by growing biceps and going to the gym, you want to have six-pack. You better make sure your bank account is also six-pack, because the lady will leave you. She will leave your broke self. She doesn't, she can't, you everybody is appreciating you, but it's just these muscles, you know, nothing. And you are not even a boxer. At least Ijaudola, if you go and fight, whether you win or lose, you will get something. But you are not even a boxer. You want to live. Come on, can I preach? The church is quiet. I'm just trying to address your gift. Your gift, for you to survive, it will not allow it bakugba. Ishekushe, ashakasha. Google that one. It's the tongue of angels. Joseph also did not have anybody to mentor him. So his mentor was pain.
Yes, sir.
Trials.
Yes, sir.
And believe me, that is one of the most powerful weapons that can release your gift.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pain. But nobody likes pain. Nobody likes to look at his account and realize that you just open an account in every bank. There's no money. One day I took myself to one bank that starts with a P. I went to open account. I met, we met there. We were there to open account. Ah, you two, you are here. So we are filling form. Because a pastor should have an account in every bank. If somebody wants to send you 10 million now, they'll still charge the person. No, no need. I have your bank. Joseph didn't see his experience as divine pointers. Your gift may not even be dreams. It may be the ability to connect with people. And you will just notice that everywhere you go, you just have this ability to connect with people, and they don't have, people just flow with you. Hey, you have a powerful thing there. Stop wishing for another man's gift. Because the Holy Spirit shares this thing as he wills. The one you need for your destiny, he has given you. Though you forget about the fact that you despise it all. But he has given you something. But you watch Instagram and Facebook to the point that you don't even know what you look like again. You are not trying to define yourself by what the world says is acceptable. Meanwhile, the world only looks at that which is unique. Do you understand? So I don't apologize for my gift that I can prophesy. I don't. That's why you can preach your own message, but may you not have problem that we require prophecy. That's the day we tell you we are on leave. That we went on break.
Yes, sir.
I'm not. Say, I can't hear anything. Say, please, please. I say, I'm serious. I just finished watching Netflix, so I can't hear anything. If you are blessed to have one or two people around you that are working on their gift, listen, the discipline you need to develop the gift of visions and dreams is the same discipline you need. Huh? Though it may be different activity, but the same discipline to develop your ability to teach the word. I don't know if somebody's hearing me. Many of us have lost sight of the giftings God has put in us. Now we remember those things and we just think, oh, maybe it was just something that happened way back. No, what happened was that you used sand and debris to cover the gift till it couldn't breathe again. Now, most people don't know that growing up in my family, we are four children, two boys, two girls, two Aprils, two Septembers. All the children born in September read a Greek science. All the children born in April were nature-born artists. Okay? So, I and my sister, and then we all had just 2 days in between our birthday, 8th September, September, April 25, April 28. It was just some kind of mystical arrangement. The only child that my mother had that was not born in any of those months died in the month of June. I never met him. He's a boy. I'll meet him when I see him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, in my family, most of you don't know that I was born with a nature-born artistic ability. So I could put a mirror in front of me and paint myself. I didn't go to any school for it. I just put a mirror like this. I'm looking at myself with brush, pencil, and I will draw myself. You will literally, you will not believe it. My sister, our elder sister, was also like that. My sister proceeded to study creative arts. Me, I went to preach. That gift is gone. I don't know if somebody's hearing me now. So now I try to make up for that ability in showing interest in animations. But I know that when I see my sister, she has written books on creative arts, on arts. She does designs that are used on to make clothes. She has done several things with that ability. The only problem is her location. She lives in a civil service state called Ondo State. If she was in Lekki or even Lagos, she would have had a bigger exposure. She would have been able to work with some brands. But there, we want the government to pay salary before we even eat. You know, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying that, but that gift came naturally. We didn't pray for it. Now, when I hold a pencil, my hands are shaking. Pastor Kenny, when I was growing up, I'm telling you this. I'm not teaching you motivation. I'm telling you that God already made provision for every child that came to this world. God has made provision for everyone that comes into this world. God has made provision for you. It was not your parents' plan. God made provision for you such that even if your father and your mother abandon you, the gift in you will make a room for you. The gift will make a room for you. I've seen people that are very gifted, but because their gift was not leadership, they still had to serve under somebody whose gift was leadership. And the one with leadership didn't have any special ability except that he could coordinate, put things in place. And you can prophesy, you can do some things, but you don't have this one. So you submit. I would sit in the class as a primary school boy and draw an entire book filled with comic characters, create comic characters, draw, and it. We were 14 in the class. My position was 19, 20, 21. It didn't matter. You understand? But I will come out of every class with all those special cartoons, superheroes. It was natural. I didn't need to pray. Holy Ghost, power, fire. I came with it. And you came with something. Yes, sir. Say amen. That gift is the key to your eternal prosperity as long as you are alive. That gift is the reason why nobody will be able to say no to you, because somebody will need that gift. Yes, sir. You don't know that being nice can be a gift. Yes, sir. Being nice, no matter how people just try to make you angry, you just be smiling. Somebody needs that one. I don't know if somebody is listening to me this morning. The first problem Joseph had was that he didn't even know that the ability to dream will take him to the palace. He didn't know. He didn't know that this dream that everybody said, oh, I dream, that it has the potential to put secrets that can change the world. That his dreams are transport systems. You can, right now, because you are not using your gift, the enemy uses it to pursue you. You understand? They pursue you. We run throughout the night, wake up tired. They break your head here, you run, you jump, you even fly in your dream. Meanwhile, God's design may be for you to use that gift to see designs. You'll be able to see designs. You'll be able to see artistic products. You'll be able to see computer programs. It's a transport system, because God used that gift to reveal the solution of the world economy. To who? To Joseph. Pastor, I had a dream. I saw several angels. Oh, God, go and sit down. Me, when I dream, I see the solution to America's problem. I see, this one, come. We'll give you citizenship. You, go and be a prophet in Nigeria. Since your own gift is to be seeing angel, stay in Nigeria. This one, you know the problem of America. Give him, you are a citizen. Come to White House. He said amen. You are very sharp. So now, let me say something, because, oh my God, no time. Let me tell you, if you fast and pray, I hope somebody is listening to me. If you fast and pray, and I fast and pray, the same together, 21 days, and we are speaking in tongues, it is the gift that will respond. Hi. If somebody heard this one, I will just go home. Hey, the people that need to hear didn't hear it too. I said if we fast and pray together, fire, Holy Ghost, Father, anoint us, our destiny, 21 days, same prayer point. Because I'm a prophet, I will come out of that experience having visions, dreams, prophetic words. Because you are gifted as a businessman, you will come out of that experience with, oh, this business, that business, this is what you need to do next. Don't talk to this person, talk to that person, do this, do that. You'll be, your gift will be responding like fire. So there is not, it's not like, oh, because I'm not a pastor, I won't fast. Oga, if you love yourself and you love that gift and you want it to be razor sharp, there is a wisdom that is from above. That wisdom will not find ourselves on a plate of amala. That's why I told you that since Joseph refused to learn, God used pain and suffering to teach him. But I hope this pain you are going through will not be a waste. Oh my God. Because in this part of the world, we are used to suffering. So we don't even know. Hey, we are not even aware when the game is changing. People will not give you a chance. But when you score 1-0, then score 3-1, everybody suddenly say Nigerian. When we finished praying here, I was asking for this course. Because I almost closed the prayer meeting before 5:30 because of the score. I want to see the match. But if I did that, my sister will not collect her prophecy. And then I will answer query. And we used to attend one church like that. Anytime Nigeria is asking, the pastor will share the grace. Before. So people like the pastor. They say he's a very nice man. Anytime there's match, he will not preach long. And their destinies were eroding. May your destiny not be eroded because of football. Some people will pay 20-something thousand to have full bouquet on DSTV. Yet they cannot buy books. Somebody said in the scripture, is it Daniel? He said, understood by what? By books. Not by Facebook. Not by Facebook. But by books. So it's time to face the book. It's time to face what? What book is that? The Bible. Now, let me also tell you this, that the gift of Joseph was not just his dreams. The real gift was his ability to see the future and provide wisdom by reason of interpretation. The real gift of Joseph was not actually his dreams. The gift was only the channel. That dream was only the channel through which the gift flowed from. So somebody like Isaac, he was gifted in hearing God by the hearing ear. So when he was going to move to Egypt, God spoke to him and said, do not go to Egypt. Do not go to where? Egypt. Now, do you know that one of the things Satan tries to do is to repeat patterns in your life? Hello? Yes, sir. Do you know that Abraham went to Egypt? Yes. When he got there, they almost took his wife. Do you know Isaac had the same issue? And God warned him, don't go there. Eventually, Isaac obeyed God, sold in the land. And what did he get? 100-fold. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Let me give you another one. How many children, now children in terms of main children, did Abraham have? 2. Of significance. Ishmael and Isaac. Were they friends? There was conflict. Now, who was the father of Isaac? Who was the father of Jacob? Isaac. He had 2 children. What were their names? Isaac Jacob and Esau, was their relationship good? In fact, they were trying to outwit each other by stealing the birthright. Huh? See patterns. Say you are seeing patterns. Go and read the scriptures. Abraham loved fair women. Isaac married a fair woman. Jacob married a fair woman. It is in the Bible. If you are, even if you are, you are anointed, you are a prophet. Once you are dark, Abraham will not look at you. So if you want Abraham, you have to be bleaching. Now, people don't know, but the DNA is talking. So the DNA is looking for what it's looking for. It doesn't even know why it's looking for it. I don't know if somebody's with me. So if you notice, for instance, that your father was a firstborn son and he struggled, especially in the area of his career, and you are a firstborn son and you are seeing the elements of struggle, be wise. Don't play games. Don't play games. You don't need Facebook. You need the book. Is somebody hearing me? The key to this revelation is in your gift. As you deploy your gift, you will be seeing some things. And your gift cannot rise to its highest potential if you don't embrace it. You must embrace your gift as you. That's why in Ephesians, I think chapter 4, he that ascended first descended and he gave gifts unto men. The other original translation said he gave men as gifts. So the prophetic anointing cannot work outside recognition. Are you with me now? Hello? The prophetic anointing cannot work without recognition. If you say, because we went to the same school, Baba Afan, area, you are in trouble. I cannot even see a fly. We talk about what we used to do when we were on campus. Meanwhile, somebody else will come. Come. Father, in the name of Jesus. The way to trigger spiritual things is by divine recognition. You have to understand it. Don't hear Rema. Hear what I'm saying and understand it. You must embrace your gift. You must embrace it in such a way that you are not in doubt. You are not doubting that this is who God has made you. And everything the devil is trying to tell you is that this is not who you are. Now, I want you to know this. Your gift can only reach its highest potential in Christ. Because Christ was the only person that walked on this earth and got to his what? His highest potential. Your gift cannot, you cannot reach your highest potential by watching motivational messages. When I wake up in the morning, I am fired up. I believe in myself. These people have not opened your fire. When they open your fire, you will know that you need to be okay to watch motivational message. You are okay now. That's why you can be watching motivational message. If you are not okay, you are okay. You don't have problem. You say you are broke, but you still have data. You are okay. You are okay. Tell your neighbor you are okay. You still watch motivational message on YouTube. Meanwhile, there are messages there on my channel. But you have said, every time I wake up, I am fired up. I'm geared up. I can see the future. You are okay. Go and play. When say, I don't believe in all those spiritual things. No problem. Maybe they will soon call you and tell you that they saw cancer in your body. Then you call me. No problem. I don't have a problem with you. Go and enjoy your life. But I know you will soon call me. I know. Because me, I've accepted my gift. So I know you will need me. So don't worry. But since you don't understand, go and play. Now, let me tell you something. You must understand the demand and requirement for that gift. You must understand it. Don't play games. This gift that God has given me, what do I need for it to begin to operate at the highest level? You must know it. And the highest potential is realized in Christ. So you study Christ. Come on, say study Christ. You study Jesus. You will see how he lived his life. Copy and paste. Don't pray. Don't be smart. Copy and paste. If you, anything you saw Jesus do, just do it. Don't worry. You'll get results. Now, I will skip a lot of things, but I might come back and touch a few more. In Proverbs 17, chapter 17 and verse 8. Proverbs 17, 8. Look at what the Bible says. Proverbs 17, 8. Very powerful scripture. Look at how God refers to your gift. He said a gift is as what? A precious stone. Do you know what to do with precious stone? Do you drop it on the main road? Do you leave it in your parlor? You that you know that you have thieves with master degree living in your house and PhD. They say they are born again, but they use your perfume and they don't tell you. They even use your roll-on. They are thieves. They are already showing the sign. You cannot buy roll-on, but you can use. I don't even know. Some people even use toothbrush. I told somebody to go and stay overnight in somebody's house, and he went to use the person's toothbrush. I almost slapped the brother. Are you out of it? This is not love. What kind of insult is this? In fact, I can't use that brush again. Well, it's not love. But this is something else. It's not love. You share my toothbrush? Oh my God. Just sleep and wake up. He said he needed toothbrush. Must you brush? Can't you go and cut chewing stick or go to look for a tree somewhere? Or even use salt to what? I was so disappointed. And you are a graduate. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that has it. The way you see your gift is very important. If you see your gift as something the world needs, that's how the gift will be reacting. That's the way to be manifesting. If you see your gift like as something that nobody really wants, it will reflect in your own person. Some people are gifted unusually. They are in front of an Excel sheet. They can see all the figures. They can align. They can arrange. They can format. Nobody will teach you those things. It's there. Once they expose you to that environment, you will start getting it. It is circumstances that expose what God has put inside of you. Nobody will just suddenly wake up and say, I'm a prophet. No. It's not by wish. It's not by wish. You don't become a prophet by wish. It's a calling. Just the way that gift that is inside you was God's decision. God didn't discuss with anybody to give you that gift. That's why no matter what you do, you can't sing. Even if you pray and fast, God will never allow you to sing. Because it will derail you. No matter what you say today about Dr. Dike Olukoya, his gift is making room for him. Even in France. Many people don't know there are demons there. The one that was jumping from a 27-story building, throwing people down. I've not told you that story. I think you will know now. Dr. DK went to preach in France. And after a powerful ministration, the lady came to him and said, Brother Olukoya, I know in those days, brother. But now you cannot even come if you don't say prophet. But in those days, brother. So they say, there's his sister, she's having some challenges. We want you to pray for her. In the middle of the night, around to 11. So he now, filled with the Holy Ghost, say, let's go. They kept driving and driving and driving and driving and driving. And he said, sorry, where are we going? He said, we're already there. He said, we climbed this elevator to the top of the building. And when they got there, he saw a woman sitting on a chair. Very calm. Good evening. Good morning. Like my friend said, morning. The woman did not answer. She is black, but her husband is white. So the man came out. Oh, you're welcome. What's wrong with your wife? Say, once it's 12 o'clock, 12 midnight, she will become violent. The spirit will possess her. Anything she sees, she will, even if it's a woman, she will throw them through 27 story. They die straight. So, it was now, okay, that's why the woman wanted us to come when the demon will be around. So he said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind this spirit. The woman did not even answer him. So he was trying to rebuke the spirit that before 12, let's deal with the spirit. The woman did not even behave like somebody was in front of her. Once the clock just hit 12. Bam. The woman just moved. It's like all those other things just moved. Then picked a friend that brought the man of God. Raised her like this. Squeezed her by the wall. Till the white of her eyes were the only thing that was showing. The husband tried to rush, use one hand, dismantle the man. So now Dr. DK is like, Holy Spirit, what do I do? The Holy Spirit said, rebuke the spirit of Olumba Olumba. Say, Father, this is France. Oh. This one is not Nigeria. Oh. This one is France. Oh. Then when he looked at the woman, he saw that the eyes were already white. She was dying. The Holy Spirit said, this woman is dying. Oh. You better rebuke, because after this woman died, you are next. I'm telling you, he said, God say you are next. Rebuke the spirit of Olumba Olumba. But you know, somewhere in your mind, you're like, ah, this is France, Nigeria, Habba. Olumba Olumba, where? How? When the woman almost passed out, he realized that the husband has already fainted on the floor. This woman is dying, so there's only one other candidate. Maybe she will throw him from the window, and then they will say, Nigerian pastor dies. So out of frustration, he just screamed, I rebuke the spirit of Olumba Olumba. The eyes just came down. I was afraid when I heard him will say this story. The woman asked her husband, who are these gentlemen? Who is this man? What is he doing in our home? Ah, you have already killed people. You don't know anything. And that was the way the woman was free. Instruction, obedience. So it's what it is. So it is circumstance that show you your gift. They expose you the power of that gift. But if you don't step out in faith, you will never know. You will keep praying. So prayer brings you into the realm of revelation. Revelation tells you what you need to do. It is when you act on what has been revealed that you get result. I don't know if somebody is hearing me. Hey, somebody here? Is somebody here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How to identify your gift? Now, if I can even get you to the point where you can begin to take yourself seriously, I would have achieved something. The problem is that most of you are looking at other people to define your gift. God can use people to guide you, but your gift is unique. You are not in this kingdom. We don't do membership, we do citizenship. You didn't hear that one. I say in this kingdom, we don't do what? What do we do? There's a difference, because citizens have rights. When I come and I start the kingdom series, you will hear that one. Number one, identifying your gift. You identify your gift through revelation. Through revelation. David was chosen to be king, but there was no way on earth he would have known or thought of that possibility if not that Samuel discovered him. Are you with me? So revelation can come through different means. It can come through God speaking to you personally, or God using somebody to speak to you, or people observing your gift and say, it's like you are very skillful in this area. It can be in wisdom. True revelation. So pay attention to your dreams, your visions, the voices around you. They can be a guide. Are you with me? Number two. You can identify your gift by looking at consistent patterns that make you distinct from other people. For instance, most times, before I'm able to prophesy, not all the time, but most times, it's either I have to preach first or I have to pray first. So what I notice is that even when I listen to other men of God, I start hearing God through their voice. Are you with me? When I listen to other men of God, and I'm very selective, but when I listen to other men of God, I begin to hear what God is saying through what they are preaching. Are you with me? Through what they are preaching. So I realize that every time I listen to God's word a lot, or I pray a lot, what usually happens is that I become sensitive. I'm able to hear God, even through people. When we are just talking like this, I will be hearing, receiving instructions from that conversation. So you look for patterns. What are those things that have been consistent every time this thing manifested? What are those things? Some people, their gift manifests under pressure. When they are under pressure, the champion in them will just come out. But they know that it's not them. It is the Spirit of God in them that rises to the challenge. But if there's no pressure, they are calm. So the giant in David comes out when he sees a Goliath. But otherwise, he can be serving food. So look for the patterns. Every time you seemed to do something unique, what were the circumstances that surrounded that situation? Study it. We are talking about identifying your gift here. Number 3. Look at the area of your life where the grace of God is always supplied easily. Oh my God, my time is up. Let me just stop. Look for that area of your life where the grace of God is supplied easily. It's an unusual ability given to you. You don't need to struggle. You don't need to sweat. You just notice that every time that thing comes, it's easy for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Am I clear, please? Yes, sir. Look for where the grace of God is supplied for you to operate with ease. Whether it's in dreams, whether it's in vision. Some people don't dream and they don't see vision, but they have interpretation. Yes, sir. That was Joseph's area, not even dream. Because if you see something and there's no revelation, you can still die. It doesn't make any difference. But interpretation will put you among kings. Because what kings are looking for is to unveil that which is concealed by heaven. Because it is the glory of God to what? To conceal. It is the honor of kings. So anybody that can help them unveil that thing, I will sit with them. So don't say they are looking down you in your office. Be distinct. Number 4, you can identify your gift by observing the dominant operations or manifestations when you separate yourself unto God for a while. What do I mean by that? If you choose to separate yourself by fasting or by prayer or just to seek the face of God, then begin to observe the things that flow in that moment of separation. By the time you do this thing consistently over a period of time, you will notice that, it's like every time I wait on God 7 days, 3 days, 4 days, or I pray at night for you, that this normally happens to me. Study the manifestations that happen when you separate yourself to God, unto God. Not by watching Netflix or The Return of the King or Snake Mountain. Okay. Now, finally, you can, and this is very profound, you can identify your gift through the wisdom provided by mentors and spiritual fathers. Let me tell you something. A few years ago, I was preaching a meeting, and Pastor Ayo was, many years ago, we were not even close then, you know, and Pastor Ayo was also invited to speak in that meeting, but nobody knew if Pastor Ayo would come for that meeting. And Pastor Ayo was running late. He was coming through a public transport. And then the Lord told him not to worry, that he has prepared somebody to stand in for him. And he was saying, who is the person? The Lord said, when you get there, I will show you. He said, but he's one of the people I have prepared for the last days. He said, but you will be required to play a role in his life. And he wondered, like, God had never spoken to him like that. Who could this person be? Where he's going is like a remote place. So he slept off, and in that vision, the Lord revealed those things to him. And then he woke up. Then he got to that meeting, and then he saw me preaching. And the Lord said, that is the boy I was talking to. You have to play a role in his life. Pastor, you never discussed that vision with me until last year. But January 1, year 2000, 12 a.m., as people were shouting, Happy New Year, Pastor, your hand was over my head, and oil was flowing. And I remember those words. Through the laying of hands of the prophetic elders, I bring you into the prophetic community. And when he said those words, oil began to flow. And my eyes were closed, and I thought he actually put his hand in oil. But it was after the prayer I realized it was just two of us there. There was no oil, only Bible. But his hands were there. And that was why when this ministry started, we call it the Harvest World Prophetic Community. It was from his lips I heard those words. Say, through the laying of hands of the elders, prophetic presbytery, I bring you into the prophetic community. And the oil just started flowing. So I came into the gift of prophecy in Bauchi, but I came into the ministry of the prophet through the ministry of that servant, of God's servant. And there are, that's not all, Lou. I'm just telling you, because sometimes people get run off God's plan for their life and they miss it. There's another story I would have told. It's very recent, but I will leave it. So I don't look down myself. I magnify my office. Because what I understand about my gift is what determines what I can deliver to my world. It's not pride. It's not pride to be who God has made you. Pray in tongues for 1 minute.